Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show. I'm Bruce Cameron along with Justin Nimmergood.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Easter Monday, right?
Easter Monday. So looks like we both had active weekends.
Yeah, we did. Why don't you kick us off? I'd love to hear what was going on with you, other than living vicariously through your Facebook.
I know, right? This 2005 Suzuki Hayabusa, which is way more bike than I can handle. The thing goes 185, 190 miles an hour. I mean, this thing is just, anyway, I'm going to sell it. So, see what I get for it. But, you're like, no, stay young and free. Shit.
Well, does that mean the midlife crisis is over or what?
This is not the Corvette or the Harley. This is, you know, this is a whole other level of. This is like Mad Max. This is like Thunderdome kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's like Road Warrior, Mad Max type of stuff. But so you, sir, are at this party, and I guess it was your better half at the post, and there's this professional football player there, no mention of it. There he is sitting off to the far right.
Yeah, so
just I had like low key. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I wanted to be low key about it because I wanted to honestly see who. And I don't know if you noticed, but on our Instagram, we actually posted it as like the fifth or sixth photo, right? Because if we would have posted it as the first featured photo, of course everyone would notice, right? But we were doing it actually as a test to see how many people actually engaged enough to scroll through all the photos for the post, right? Particularly on Instagram, but also on Facebook too. So, for the listeners out there, yes, I was, I actually was in Dallas for all of 25 hours, over the weekend, literally landed at like, I don't know, one and was left by two on Sunday. So landed at one on Saturday, left by two on Sunday. And really mostly to go to a gender reveal party on Saturday night with my fiance's good and longtime friend, Paige Hathaway, which is a major Instagram influencer and fitness model and on and on and on, right? So we're at this nice, beautiful home. It was over in like Glen Abbey or Glen
Eagles.
No, it was kind of over by Preston Hollow.
Right.
But, you know, beautiful home, right? And all of a sudden, you know, I turn and look, and, you know, this pretty, you know, large yoked, you know, African-American man, you know, with a, interesting hair, you know, walks up, and I'm like, holy shit, babe. And I'm like nudging him, I'm like, babe. That's Ezekiel Elliott. And she's like, who? Like, cause she doesn't follow the Cowboys. I'm hardcore Cowboys, yeah. You know, bleed blue. And she's like, who's that? And I'm like, oh my God. And like, and having to explain it to her and everything. Like he's, you know, probably the best running back in the league. He's running back for the Cowboys and blah, blah, blah. So he was there for like 3 hours, bro. And just walked in, him and his girlfriend. And I probably talked to him for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah.
No joke. Because it was weird. Wow. Cause after the initial rush of him being there and all the, you know, the teeny boppers were all getting their fucking Snapchats and shit in, you know, I was like, all right, you know, after that wave ended, he was kind of off to the side by himself and like one or two other people. I'm like, someone needs to talk to this guy. I will. and actually had an interesting conversation. So for all you Cowboys fans out there, he seems poised and ready for the season. I'm excited for this season. I think it'll be a good one. But yeah, he seems stoked about the coming season. So yours truly reporting firsthand that Zeke looks, you know, looks like he's going to be ready for another good season this year. So,
well, I noticed that. So I'm sure Jerry Jones, thank you very much, Justin, for working with Zeke there, getting his attitude where it needs to be for the new season. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
There you go, man. There's the fake Jerry. That's good. So I was on it. I didn't say anything. I was biting my tongue going, what the heck? But I refrained from typing feverish comments. So
a lot of my friends did, though. They're like, what the hell? How did you?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just one of those freak things that happen, you know. So
Exactly. Well, good, man. I'm sorry we didn't get a chance to connect, but I need to get out there. I'm probably going to come out y'all's way. Two reasons, one to see you and one to visit with our guest who, I've been meaning to get out and visit with at some point, but, haven't been able to, just cause life gets real busy for everybody, it seems. So
we're almost to the Texas heat of the summer, so it would be a good time to come out and get a break from it.
Yeah, once that kicks in, then I'll definitely be ready for that. So, well, good. Well, I wanted to our guest has been on the show before, and she's talked about her career in nursing and getting into the coaching space, as it were, or as it is, and the thing that intrigued me is she recently went to a Tony Robbins event, and I know that you had been to a Tony Robbins event or two, Justin, and I know
Tony's, of them actually.
Yeah, Tony's coming this way here in June or July, and I think our guest Elizabeth. I think she's wanting to either come to that and or take one of her children with, I think. So, well, Elizabeth, we'll have Elizabeth Cantu with us again this week. So how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing amazing. Thank you so much for having me. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thank you.
So, okay. So, yeah, you and I were, you know, we were going at it hard and heavy, lots of different ideas and chatting. I know you had an event that you were prepping for and in Florida. And then I think, but before, as you were prepping for that, the Tony Robbins thing happened, right? So kind of walk us through, the Tony Robbins and the experience and what happened to you and kind of walk us through the whole thing, if you can.
Yeah. Absolutely. I know. So there was, I'm going to say was, because there was an event that was actually coming up this week, and the guy that put it on, his father, unfortunately, he passed away. Mm. And so, the event's been canceled, but, you know, these are the things that you can't control. And, the interesting thing though, is that, the dad had an accident prior to, and he canceled and said, I just have a feeling that I need to be with my dad. And he ended up passing away. Mm. So, you know, I was very grateful for him. You know, I honored him. I said, you know what? I'm not upset about it at all. If you need to go and be with your family, then there's something inside of you, it's your intuition, and you should definitely listen because you don't want to have any regrets, because this is what we do, right? Sometimes we have this intuition inside, not sometimes, all the time, and we don't listen to that calling, and then something happens and we regret it. But he was able to be there with his father, so that event is not going on, but it's okay. I'm so grateful that he got to spend that time with his dad before that happened.
Sure. Exactly.
But the Tony Robbins event, Oh my gosh. You know, I love Tony Robbins. I've been listening to him for years, and but I have never in my life experienced something so transformational. And I mean, you know, going through a coaching program, going through just life's adversity, and you know, even being working as a trauma nurse and then helping other helping coach clients. It's like I've had so much experience, I feel like, and going to this event just like leveled me up times a million, I feel like.
Wow.
And I really encourage people, if you're out there coaching, you're out there helping clients to transform their lives, you really need to, like, you've got to raise your standards and go out there and have continuing education. I mean, this is why doctors and nurses and surgeons, like, everybody has continuing education, right? Because we're always learning new things. And the more that you're immersed in with the people that are changing people's lives, you're going to learn more. And it's going to make you a better coach. You know, you're going to change the world that way.
Awesome.
So, yeah, it was amazing, you know, to walk on these hot fire coals. Okay, first of all, I've already had my life coaching certification for 5 years now, okay? And recently, I was like, you know what? I need to level up. Like, I'm having great transformations with my clients, but I just want to be able to do more. There's got to be more out there for me to teach them, you know? And so I signed up for the Robbins Madonna's training, and I did the coaching certification. So I got that. And then with that, you get to go to an event. So I went to Unleash the Power Within, and I didn't know anything about the event. And so when I get there, I meet all these people, and they start talking about this firewalk. And I'm like, what the hell are they talking about? What are they talking about? What is this firewalk? Like, they're crazy, right? And sure enough, you know, here we are, like, prepping for this firewalk. And he's showing pictures of the fire, and, like, people are getting so pumped up. And I'm like, what is going on? At first, I had no clue about this firewalk. And then everybody starts getting pumped up, and then Tony starts telling us about the firewalk. And I'm thinking, there's no way in hell I'm going to walk on fire. This is crazy, you know? Up until that point, this was day one of Unleash the Power Within. I'm like, you know, we're like 6 hours in, 7 hours in, and I've learned so much already, just in the first 7 hours. Just to give you an idea, this event was 4 days and it was 12 hours each day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And longer. Oh my gosh. Well, and there's no breaks. No breaks.
What were some of the things you learned on the first day? What were some of the takeaways?
Oh my gosh. Some of the takeaways on the first day were just definitely using some of his tools to help my coaching clients. Thought, wow, you know what, just the way that he worded it. So, like, for me, from my previous experience as a trauma nurse, understanding, like, the six human needs on a deeper level, and then being able to incorporate that into what I've already developed just from working with people in a hospital setting. You know, like using my whole triage system that I use and then using what Tony talks about with his six human needs is huge. It makes so much sense. And I think, and then just being in the environment, he talks a lot about your physical state is what changes your mental state, controls it, right? So, you know, if you, he talks a lot about, this is one of the examples he uses. If you can envision a person that is depressed, what does that person look like? Like if there's a curtain and there's a person behind the curtain and you think about depression, what does that person look like? Their head's down, their shoulders are down. You can just tell that they're just unhappy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you think about a person that's happy, and they're super, you know, excited for life. What do they look like? Right? They speak really fast. Their voice is high. They're like have their shoulders are back and their head is up. They're really confident. He said, so when you can get to a place where you're changing your physical state, That's what changes your mental state, and that's what changes your life.
So say that again slower. You change. What's the first thing you change?
So when you change your physical state of being, it changes your mental state of being, and that is what starts to change your life.
Okay.
Right? So when you think about, we were priming, that's what he calls it, priming, getting us prepared for this fire walk the whole time, getting us super confident, like, you know, kind of, you know, with our body, you know, like making a move. So he talks about putting yourself in this physical state where you feel powerful. And then you, it's like you're programming yourself. So you program yourself to look at the fire, and you put yourself in a powerful physical state, and then you just know that you can do it. It is so crazy. I never thought that it would be something that I would ever do. And it was the coolest experience. Walking across those fire coals was like, I couldn't believe it. I felt like a whole different woman after I finished that. And that just was the first night.
Did you walk across the fire coals the first day?
Oh, yeah. It was, you know, there's 15,000 people at the LA Convention Center. Okay. And so they had the fire burning all day. So you could like smell it while we were inside. And so we walk out to the parking and they have all of these rows of hot coals lined up. And they're playing like this really loud drum music, boom, 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 boom. And then you just hear people clapping their hands saying, yes, 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 yes. And they're all getting ready to walk across these fire coals. And then you just hear, make your move. Because that's like the, he has you change your physical state. You concentrate on, you look up, right? You put yourself where you're super confident. You're certain that you can walk across these fire coals and you're not going to burn yourself. And then you freaking make your move and you go. And it is amazing. I got across the fire coals. I did not burn at all. And the girl next to me, this is the interesting thing. So the girl right next to me, she started walking and then she started screaming. Okay. And then she started jumping up and like all these coals are like flying everywhere. And she burned her feet because she lost her state. Right. She totally got scared and then she just lost it. So, but being super focused, I just walked across the fire coals and I made it to the end. And he talks a lot about put yourself in a state of being and then you celebrate at the end of it. And that's what you focus on. Right. So focusing on the results of everything that you want, not the steps in between.
Wow. Focused on the end of the coals there, right? You know,
focused on the other side.
It's almost like, I won't get into it, but some spiritual references, you think about walking across water and all that too. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah,
I was a big fan of the Tony event. I'm glad that it was just as transformational for you as it was for me and every way, shape, and form possible. And it sounds like you're already taking some of that and just employing that, you know, within your coaching practice, right? Like, I know we kind of asked earlier, but like, what specific thing? Like, I know for me, one of the things I employed was like the Wheel of Life with my clients, right? Was one of the, and I don't even know if you went over that in your UPW, because that was kind of a Day with Destiny item. I think it is in UPW as well. But what was it for you?
Yeah, so definitely the six human needs, huge, because that goes right along with my six-step process that I use anyway. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is so amazing how it just fits in. It just enhances it. It explains it so much better. And then I'm able to use that tool even more efficiently and effectively with my clients. And definitely changing the physical state of being. You know, It's interesting because the event got canceled in Miami, but I met a bunch of people from UPW, and one of the girls invited me to come and speak with her. So we're having an event on the same exact day this week, and just everything that I talk about, I feel like is kind of shifted in terms of being able to really have my clients look at their physical state of being and what they're thinking at that moment, right? So I have a client right now, and you know, she struggles with confidence. And so when you take the teachings from Tony Robbins and he talks about your physical state of being, right? So when you're not feeling confident, you're scared. You're afraid. There's fear there somewhere. So now, you know, being able to, before I could help her, but in terms of having her physically change her state, she's been able to, it's amazing the progress that she's had just in the last 2 weeks from introducing that for her.
What did you do with her to get her to change, to help her change her physical state? Like what were the mechanics of that?
Okay. So mechanics of that. All right. Now you're telling me that here's a goal that you want to reach. Okay. And she's telling me that she's too afraid. Okay. She wants to play. She's a singer. She wants to be able to go to different venues and play music. Yet she loves singing, but she's afraid to get, she has some stage fright. Right.
Okay.
So talk to me about the stage fright. Like, what does it look like? How does it feel in your body? What are the words that you're starting to say to yourself? Okay. So now that you're aware of what your body posture looks or feels like, right? Now you can then ask yourself, who am I showing up as right now? Am I being like, you know, cowardly, or am I being courageous? And so change your body state, put your shoulders back, put your head up. And then, you know, a mantra. And so she's been doing that. So now whenever she starts to feel scared and she kind of, you know, her head goes down and her shoulders go in and she's kind of twitching, you know, fidgeting with her fingers and looking around. Now she recognizes that right away, puts her face up, puts her head back, or her head up, her shoulders back, and she says a mantra. Okay, so she has a special mantra that she says to herself that her and I came up with. It's her own special mantra. And so with that, now she has been able to perform at two different places. So it's like learning different tools helps you become such a better coach.
Give me an example of the mantra. I don't want you to violate confidentiality on this anonymous singer person, but what would be an example or a derivative of her mantra?
I am courageous in the face of fear.
Okay.
I'm courageous in the face of fear, you know, like fear does not control me. Something like that. Like that, you know, that you've got to make something, a mantra up that speaks to the problem that you're having. That's the solution, really, you know? So, because the problem was that she's fearful and she couldn't be brave. She didn't feel like she could be courageous. So I am courageous in the face of fear. I can do this. I got this. And that's when she makes her move and then she does what she needs to do. And because of that, she's had, I'm just like, I can't even believe it. Something so simple, right? It's so simple, yet it's so transformational.
Well, it certainly is a nice shortcut. You don't have to do a lot of social history or a lot of history taking or whatever to get, you know, you just kind of give her some gestalt tools and cognitive tools and combine them.
Yeah.
And now, are you at liberty to say what the six, sounds like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, Tony Robbins style?
What? Yeah, I don't think there's a trademark against that, right?
No, because they're all, I mean, they're, it's all over, you know, that's what he teaches in the Robbins Madonna's training. And I've gone through that. So, I mean, it's everywhere. It's all over the internet. It's not something that I'm like copywriting or using for myself, you know, but it's certainty, significance, uncertainty, love and connection, and then growth and contribution.
Okay.
And it's in that kind of order too. So
yeah,
the idea is you work your way up the stack, because, you know, if you can lead from a place of, let's say, contribution, that's really truly a place of fulfillment, or as you said, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you know.
Right. Where you have, right. Yeah. Where you, altruism, giving to others, stuff like that. So what were the first two or three, Elizabeth?
Oh, that would be, it's certainty, which means having security.
Okay.
Okay. And then significance. To meet, okay. Like to be acknowledged.
Okay.
And then uncertainty, variety.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Now, with your coaching client, did you work through, how did those six stages, did you work through all six, or you're at like three now and she's able to go to two venues and sing, or yeah?
Well, I mean, it's really just about learning your client.
Right.
You know,
right,
because
right.
Everybody has, these are six human needs that at any time people are fulfilling. Okay. Or, mm-hmm. you know, they're doing whatever it takes to fulfill that need that they feel is important in their life at that time. So, you know, it's all contingent on what choices people are making and what they're doing. You know, like mm-hmm. he shares a story about a robber, right? If somebody sure. feels the need to be significant, how will they, you know, they can do that by robbing a bank, you know? By, you know, you do it in positive ways and negative ways, right? He's like, because if you have a gun in your sure. hand, you're real significant at that time, aren't you? Like, people are going to do exactly what you say when
right.
you say it.
Right. You have power.
You know, and so.
And control.
Exactly. And, you know, then somebody else, you know, that's like, you know, a doctor goes in and saves lives. That makes him feel significant.
Right. And I guess for you, you talked about your ability to relate with patients so well and families. I mean, I'm sure that's brought you some significance over the years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It, you know, it's interesting because it was in positive and negative ways, right? Because positive at work, but negative at home, because I didn't have significance in my relationship.
Wow.
And, you know, this is the amazing thing is when you really learn about yourself and what you do, I mean, you can just, you help change so many lives that way. You know, I just love people so much. And I've just, this is who I've always been, is somebody that just loves to see people succeed and win in life. And so whenever I have like a huge transformation or, you know, had some breakthroughs and learning some really cool tools that I see helping people, it's so exciting.
Now,
it's
how
so exciting.
It is. And I can just hear it in your voice.
I know.
Your baseline of excitingness is at least one standard deviation up. How has this experience now affected your branding? I know before this experience, you were really knee deep in self-branding and branding. And has this experience and subsequent change and whatnot influenced some of your branding?
You know, it's changed. It has not changed it too much, just in a sense that now it's accentuated a program that I'm like thinking about creating, and the talk that I'm doing on Thursday is different than what I was going to be talking about previous.
Okay.
So, yeah. I know the message that I had before Tony Robbins was one message, and then after Tony Robbins I was like, wow, no way. You know, you just really, you walk in there thinking one thing and you walk out a whole different, with just a different perspective. And I mean, it really was life altering. I don't know. I mean, is that how you felt? Did you feel like it was life altering for you too?
That's for you, Justin.
Yeah. I mean, sorry. Was on mute there. I absolutely do. In fact, mine was so life altering that I quit my job like a month later. So yeah. And I didn't really have a plan of what the fuck I was going to do. But I figured it out, and fast forward, I think I published my first book about 6 months after that. So,
entrepreneurship was the spirit baby of that.
Yep, it sure was. I thought we talked about that. Yeah, it was. Entrepreneurship was my memoir, looking back, having taken this entrepreneurial leap, which was really sparked by the Tony Robbins events that I attended over two subsequent months in a row. So, yeah. So I would say if you consider that massive action, then yes, it was transformational for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's definitely. See, and that's, you know, like my message is just different because I had my own transformation there. And I went there with one idea, like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so rad. I'm going to have like all these tools and I'm going to like build my business and I'm just really going to help all these people. And I walked in and I was like, oh my gosh, I just walked across fire. I am the baddest bitch on the planet right now. I don't know what's next, but I can't even explain it. It was so amazing. This is really the coolest thing I've ever done.
It really is, and for those that haven't experienced it, and by the way, it's not just Tony. There's plenty of people out there that are doing these type of programs, and you know, there's lots of them. And that to me is the beauty of coaching. Really, the essence of coaching is that everyone speaks to different people, right? There's people that are attracted to Tony Robbins. There's other people that might be turned off by him, candidly, but are attracted to another type of coach, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just have to find, you know, it's finding the message that resonates with you, where you feel safe and comfortable and you know that you're going to be able to have that transformation that you're looking for. But I think that, you know, we should always be evolving as coaches, always learning, always evolving and surrounding, putting ourselves in those environments, immersing ourselves there. Because you go to school and you learn and you forget unless you're using those tools consistently. So I think it is imperative if you're helping people with their mindset. I mean, this is a big deal. You know, some people just say I'm a coach and they don't have any background. Like this is a big deal. You can really make or break someone's life with the advice and the guidance that you give them. So people should really take that seriously and they should always be evolving and wanting to learn and grow for the sake of their clients.
Bruce and I actually talk about that quite a bit, don't we, Bruce? Like the, what do we call them? The fake coach, or what's your term for them?
Oh, the eyelash threader, dog walker, life coach in Beverly Hills.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, and you know what? Like, they're taking something that's out in the market and and a lot of them, you know, bless their hearts, they do a beautiful job branding themselves. They're probably better yeah. than I am. They're great branders. They're great marketers, but there's no substance there. And that, you know, Bruce and I have chatted on several episodes about that's frustrating because there's some of us that take this profession seriously because we were impacted by it and we want, you know, to me, the greatest gift of all is being able to share that on with others and change someone else's life. And Absolutely. So it pisses me off, you know, when we see those type of people out there that are just trying to make a quick buck, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh gosh. You know, I had a couple that I was working with and they showed me the paperwork that the other coach had given them. And she said, here, just fill this out and you'll be good. But what the hell? Are you kidding me right now? You paid all this money for her to give you this paperwork and she's calling you her coach. Like, that's not. I was so upset about it because they'd spent thousands of dollars with this lady and had nothing to show for it. Except for lost time, they gave up on their dream because they were so frustrated. They didn't know which way to turn. You know, this is the kind of stuff that's like, you can't just print stuff off of the internet and say, okay, here we go.
Yeah, there's a lot of
life coaching sheet 101, you know, we're going to do this exercise and let's pray for the best.
A lot more training than just what's out on Google for sure, you know, and what you were referring to earlier, you know, with like NLP, right? And I don't know how deep you've got into that in your training yet, but, you know, I've gone through quite a few NLP training courses and so everything that Tony does, for example, the whole premise of it's all NLP.
Very, very NLP. Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, just stuff like that, you can really, I equate it, the metaphor I use is it's like it's handing someone a loaded gun that doesn't know how to use it. Like, that's right. How serious this shit can be. You know, when mm-hmm. you're dealing with rewiring people's thoughts, their behaviors, their physical behaviors, their manifestations, their mantras, their just their it's their biology. You're basically rewiring in a way. When you do that, that's not a joke. Like, that's serious business. So,
yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. you need to be able to handle it accordingly. So, yeah, it's certainly frustrating to see the fakes out there in the market, but I'm glad that you know, you see it through the same lens.
Absolutely. You know, I love people. I will never stop saying that. I love people so much. And as a trauma nurse, I found myself being that nurse, sitting at the patient's bedside, like they're totally crying, having these huge breakthroughs with me. And I had no idea what I was doing at that time. But, you know, it's like doing the Dickens process almost with them, which is, you know, walking through their trauma and helping them release that. And, you know, it's like I just have been in places with people at such dark places of their lives, like with their family members passing away, with them having a new diagnosis of cancer, with, I mean, so many crazy things, right? Their child just got hit by a car and passed away. Like, so many heart-wrenching situations that I've been in with patients that just made me realize that I wanted to serve on such a different level, you know? And so I take it really serious, because I also see the other side of it when people come in to the ER, you know, when they've come into the ER and they're making these choices to not take care of themselves, and then they're not getting the proper education from even their care providers, like their doctors and other nurses and stuff aren't taking the time because they don't really care as much, you know? And so I feel the same way with coaching. I'm like, no, I'm all in. I'm all in because I'm understanding that I have this knowledge, I have this skill set, and I've gone above and beyond to teach myself and to go out and seek the knowledge so that I can help people really, truly change their lives. So it's a big, that's not a, you know, I took an oath once as a nurse, and I would just assume to take the same thing as a coach.
Absolutely. It's a similar mindset. I'd love to hear more. I'm sure Bruce would too, like about some of these programs and other, I don't know if I'd call them curriculum items, but just, you know, what's under development for you, or what, you know, kind of where you're heading, you know, what's.
Yeah. You know, what we have, like I said, I'm joining this gal, and we're talking about mindset, the importance of mindset. She's a peak performance coach, so she's going to be talking about training. And then, obviously, me with my background in health, talking a lot about the mindset and how it's not how it's important to not be fearful moving forward, making these choices for our health, and how that just bleeds over into our personal life. But you know, I have a program that I'd like to develop now. It's still underway, so can't say too much about it just yet. But this has definitely put me on a different. I've definitely raised my standards for even more. And I thought I was doing a lot before the Tony Robbins event, and afterwards, I just realized, wow! Not only I have plans for a program, but I also want to create a nonprofit for single parents. And I didn't even think about that. And I always thought, you know, I come from a single parent. I'm a single parent. And, you know, I've always loved giving to people. But, like, after going to Tony Robbins, it really opened up my mind to truly wanting to be, like, giving on a whole different level, you know. Because I remember Christmas time, not having any money to buy presents for my kids. And the school nurse, she knew me very well. She was trying to get a hold of me, and my phone was turned off, so I couldn't afford my cell phone payment. And So when I got to the school to pick up my daughter came out and said, "Hey, the nurse is looking for you." And and she says, "You need to go in there and talk to her." So I walk in, and she handed me an envelope filled with Ralph's gift cards for food and $600 in an envelope. But they had like this huge fundraiser, and I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that. And I thought to myself, after being there, after that event, you know, I went in there with the mindset that I really wanted to be able to grow my business. And then leaving there, I realized there's two things I really want to do, and that's help single parents have that, you know, like have that money given to them, have that, you know, that joyfulness that they get to put presents under the Christmas tree for their kids, and they get to have a Christmas dinner for them, because a lot of them don't get to have that. And it's really discouraging as a parent. You know, you feel really bad not being able to just provide the normal things, right? That the people that celebrate Christmas and have Christmas dinner and stuff. And so when I left there, that was one of the other big things I wanted to do is create something where it's providing service back, you know, like the help that I got when I needed it.
That's awesome. And that's one of the last, what's the last step in the 6-step model? Service and something, or what was it called? What was the
last contribution.
Step?
Contribution. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Right.
My whole needs changed. When I got there, they were significance and uncertainty. And when I left, there were love and contribution.
Wow. What do you think? Were those just things waiting to come out of you, and the Robbins program allowed that to kind of come out, or was there a mind shift, you know, just a little?
Yeah, no,
little.
there was a huge mind shift, you know, and, I guess I can just get personal with you guys. Let's just do it, right? But you know, I had
8 minutes.
You know, through
go ahead. 8 minutes of personal, well, baby. Okay, go ahead.
Well, okay. Here we go. But I had my limiting beliefs. I had some limiting beliefs when I walked in there, and you know, this is interesting, right? Because even like people that are like NFL football players, movie stars, right? Like Hugh Jackman was sharing something about being at a Tony Robbins event. It's like everybody has limiting beliefs. It doesn't matter who you are. Okay. Freaking Wolverine had limiting beliefs. We all do. And so during my divorce, or right at the end of it, I was, you know, single mom with a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. And my mom, coming from a very loving place, but not understanding the devastation that the comments would make, told me, "You'll never listen." She goes, "Right now, you just need to focus on your kids, and that's it. You don't get to have a boyfriend. You will not have success in your job. You will not make the money that you think you're going to make, and you're never going to find anybody that's going to want to help you raise those kids. So I suggest you just buckle down, and you focus on being a mom, and that's it." Mm. Okay. So that was a limiting belief that I had, and I had no idea that it was still hanging out in there, right? And so after that event, I switched those limiting beliefs to, actually, I'm freaking more powerful because I'm a single mom, because I've had to raise these kids by myself and do everything on my own, and I've managed and done more because of them. And we deserve to give and receive love. So I got rid of, I annihilated these limiting beliefs that I was not able to be successful because I was a mom. And I know a lot of even single parents and or moms can relate to that limiting belief big time.
Sure.
So I replaced that, and through replacing, letting go of that belief, is where I thought, oh my gosh, I need to give back. Like, actually, you know what? Not only am I stronger because of it, I know what it takes to help people get through it.
Right. Right.
So.
Awesome.
It's powerful stuff when you really put it into practice, and it can be a little bit overwhelming. I know for me, you know, one other thing I noticed is I went into the event expecting one thing, but came out with something totally different. Did you find that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I wanted to just grow my business. I just thought that I needed to, I just thought I needed to have money, and that was what was going to help me be successful for my children. But I'm like, no, what am I doing? Like, that's not the focus. I mean, yes, that's the focus, but the focus really is like, how do I really truly help people get through the crap that I went through? Because I didn't have a lot of support, you know. I had friends, but they left. They didn't know how to help. You know, here they are, all single girls, and I'm a single mom now with two kids, and I don't get to go out and do all the things that they got to do. You know, I was really alone in my world, so it shifted everything for me. It shifted things for me in a way that I just more like to contribute. How can I give back? You know, because I felt like I was giving back, but not really on the level that I should be. Knowing and understanding that pain that people are going through because I went through it.
Right. Right. Yeah, we can always do more, and you don't know until you try to do more. And I think the human needs is a big one. When you understand how that whole ecosystem works, and you know, the secret to living is giving, right? I know Tony is probably sharing that mantra over and over again. That's, you know, the universal laws, that's karma, that's how all, you know, currency flow, right? That's how that all is generated, we manifest it through action, right? Not just necessarily thinking it into existence. You have to think it, then act it into existence. But, you know, the origin of the thought is what starts it all.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. In thought and in deed.
I just shared my whole experience there with you guys and got a little deep there. So hopefully somebody will hear that story and they can, it'll resonate with them, you know.
No, I think lots of people are going to hear that story, and it will resonate with them. And to kind of go, like you said, to go in there thinking about a couple of needs and areas in your life, and then coming out with that type of a transformation, right, to a more holistic kind of a greater good as well, you know, for in a collective, for the collective betterment of man type of greater good thing as well. So that's awesome that you had that experience and that transformation, and how that has just energized you moving forward, and how you're mindful of those aspects of the human existence moving forward in your coaching practice. So I think that's really cool.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been transformational, you know, not just for me, but for my clients. And not only that, but, you know, we all know, the three of us here, like as coaches, is that somebody comes in with one thing that's bothering them, and as we start to peel away at the onion, as they say, or start to ask these questions, something else is totally underneath the cause of that. Yeah. So
exactly. Yeah. Just the tip of the iceberg. Well, we got just a few minutes left. So, Elizabeth, how can our listeners reach you and interact with you and get to know you and stuff? What are the touch points for that?
Well, they can, everything is Elizabeth A. Cantu, C-A-N-T-U. So that's my Instagram is Elizabeth A. Cantu, my website, my Twitter. That's where you can find me. Elizabeth A. Cantu. I can too.
Yes.
You can too.
You can too, and I can too. That's awesome. I like that. So it's always easy to find you, and what a good strategy that was for your touch points. So I really appreciate, and Jess and I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and you know, I'm so glad that you're able to share with us your experience and those insights. And man, just excited to, you know, just to hear you. Just very, you just are such an infectious, you know, personality in a good way. I'm glad you're able to come on the program with us, and hopefully we'll have you on again here sometime and get yet again another update into other epiphanies and other growths that you may be experiencing. So well, folks, absolutely. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, come by and see our social media stuff at the Concierge Coaches on LinkedIn and Instagram. Come by our iTunes. All our shows are archived. We're reasonably up to date with all the show notes and stuff. And we are out there on iTunes, and all of our programs are archived on the LA Talk Radio site as well. I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Justin, how can folks reach you?
Nimmergood.com, the one and only. So thank you, everyone.
All righty. Well, thanks, everybody. And we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. Have a blessed week. Take care, everybody.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.